Want to welcome stand-up comedian, podcaster, millions and millions of followers, influencer, I don't know what to call you, Funny Marco's in the building, man.
Hey.
Welcome.
How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fine.
You want to fix that mic real quick so you can talk into it?
Not on the top.
There we go.
I want to ask y'all a question before we start. What y'all think a podcast is? Like, what do y'all call a podcast?
So I think of it as audio, but now everybody calls video a podcast now. Mm-hmm.
Vlogger. I mean, I don't know. It's really confusing to me because I feel like, I'm going to be honest, I feel like what you do is kind of what we do on the radio.
Mm-hmm. I call it an entertainment show. I don't call it, so when you say, I don't like when people say it's a podcast.
You feel like podcast cheapens the brand?
Nah. I feel like podcasts is something you have on headsets and you actually listen in. Like, when you know what I'm saying, tuning in.
Do that though? You don't think people just kind of listen like that?
I just feel like a pod is something small, so you try to tone in everything and make it like we can hear mics and all that. It's just like you're suiting in everybody in their own little office and y'all talk.
I do like that you've said that, but I do think, I hate to say this, I do think podcasting kind of does cheapen a brand because anybody can do it. What you're doing is not necessarily what everybody can do.
But it depends on, because you never know how much they're spending on the equipment or the spacing. So when y'all say cheapen, y'all saying as in money-wise?
No, I'm saying like overall.
Anybody can throw up a podcast. And
Just like any artist could put their song on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Not everybody could be on the radio.
Exactly.
I get it. Okay, I didn't mean to put anybody down, but actually
I like to ask questions.
I like that. So we were like kind of scrolling through and looking at the bio and stuff, and it's very well protected. I love that. And you know who your PR people are. Question, how'd you get into this? How did you start?
Because we couldn't find it.
I'm like,
I was like, oh, he's from Kansas City. He's friends with Tech Nine. That's about as much as I know about Kansas City.
Yeah, Tech Nine. I don't know if y'all, Sleazy World. I don't know, but I feel like it was just started as a kid, just having a sense of humor. And hard to keep a job. So it really started when I was only keeping a job. And I feel like everybody got a work partner or seen somebody like this that got a personality, but their work ethic sucks. It's like, then you're a good person, but like, you don't do nothing at work. See, I know we all seen that.
We're all the same person in the group.
But you made everybody laugh at work, so you didn't get fired.
Yeah. That was it.
Because you were, and then so you tell your family, hey, I'm going to go do comedy or I'm going to be an entertainer.
I didn't up and just tell them. I just started doing it. Like, I'm going to up and do this because I didn't know.
What was your breakout moment, though? Like, when did you start popping?
I say when I started doing Walmart videos. My breakout moment for me when I did, like, a blind character. Yeah. And I was, like, a blind person and I was swung in the air and then World Star posted it. And then I feel like that was for me. But I feel like as you keep going, you keep creating breakout moments for yourself, the more you keep working to keep bigger and bigger and bigger. You know what I'm saying? If you think about any of your favorite entertainers, they just had to keep going and keep going and keep going. And it renews them over and over and over and over again.
Do you ever look back and think, oh, that was bad, and then realize that it was part of the growth? Because I go back and listen to stuff, and I'm like, what the hell?
I feel like, the Walmart videos was like, but it wasn't that bad because I was still respectful with who I did it to. But it was still like, now would I do it? Nah, I wouldn't do it now.
You're at a different level, though.
Yeah, you've grown.
People recognize you now.
I feel like, too, that's why I wear what I wear. I used to wear like a Goodwill clothes and I disguise myself I just come up so dressy.
I just wear Goodwill clothes anyway, but anyway.
They good. Yeah, they good. They got some good sales. Thrifting is really in style. They just taking stuff.
I found a pair of Chanel sandals. They're $1,800 on the Real. Yeah. Got it for $50 at Goodwill.
Yeah, that's good.
You see what I'm saying?
So, that's why it's a Goodwill. Yeah.
But people come up to you at the airport now and stuff and just different places. Can we take a picture?
That's the place that I lease. Like, I feel like we both got somewhere to go. So it was just like, that's the least place I feel like somebody should take a picture.
Do you do it, though?
Yeah, I do it. I make sure I do it. Yeah. But at the airport, it's just like we both got to be somewhere. Ain't nobody just hanging at the airport. Like, yeah, I'm just here.
I don't got time to talk. We're not going to do a podcast right now.
I'm just catching celebrities at the airport.
Automatic. My husband here, he's my husband, is always running late. So, if we're running and rushing, if you're going to stop and do a pic, you're not going to catch your flight.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't think I have as many people asking for pics as he does.
But one is still enough.
It does happen. And he's right.
Once you got to do it, but it's just like, I like when people acknowledge you and tell you keep going. Like I said, support your work. It just motivates you.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that. Like, yeah, keep doing your thing. I like your stuff. And it was like, okay. Like, so I appreciate that.
I saw you sit down with Nicki Minaj recently. I had the privilege and pleasure of interviewing her recently as well. We were one of the few people that chose to sit down with. I'm a Barb, so for me, you're not supposed to fan out, but I did. I don't care. What do you think?
You fanned out too a little bit.
You can't help it. You know, I mean, I could not help it. And then we just vibe about being mothers and all of that. What do you think, when you talked to Nicki, what was the biggest surprise out of the conversation with somebody like her?
Catching the sense of humor that she has. And it was just like,
she's so smart.
Because she's private a lot, and she's not, she's starting to go IG live with her, like, you know, the supporters more. So she's showing that off. But years from us knowing her growing up since, you know, high school, we really didn't get to see that side of her. So I feel like it was like, she really got a sense of humor. Like,
she's funny.
It's like, yeah, like, it was good for her.
Yeah. So quick, you know?
Yes, she is, yeah. It's like her raps. Like, she ahead of time.
I mean, you saw how quick she came back at Megan. Like, Megan said something, she came back in 15 minutes and ended it. I was like, okay.
Do you talk to artists about beef and stuff like that?
No. So that's one thing I try to stay out of, because I feel like if the other side's not in the room, I don't want to bring up it. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not there to defend yourself. So I always think about, I don't want to be in that position where I'm getting talked and I can't speak for myself. So I try to stay away from that. And I started that way from building, like, trying to stay as much away from negativity. I'll call it negativity, but at the end of the day, negativity is what you make. I feel like anybody can use the word. You know, some people might think it's positive. Like, I don't think it's beef, it's niggas. So, from my point of view, and, like, even on Facebook, like, when I see fights or anything, I just scroll past it. Like, I try to stay away from
I keep my algorithm clean well. I refuse to look at those things. And also, when I sit down with somebody, I feel like that's almost like clickbait. You're trying to catch a moment.
Yeah, yep, yep.
I don't like that. I want to have a real conversation with somebody when it comes.
And I understand some people want to speak their piece.
Yeah, that's fine. If they bring it up, I'm not going to stop you. But I'm not going to try to get in that business and fire things up. Is there somebody that you really want to sit down with that has eluded
you? You know what's crazy? I just figured it out yesterday. Y'all never guess.
Who?
Who?
It's two people. And I came down here, and it came across my mind around, what time was that? Like 2 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
And y'all never guess. I want y'all to take a guess. Like, y'all never.
Barack Obama.
Y'all never seen him do interviews. This is a guy, y'all never seen him do interviews. He's big. And y'all never seen him. Everybody loves him. He got different fan bases. Every culture love him. Let me see.
Now I'm really, like, I'm.
He had a movie out before about his life.
No.
It's not Barack.
Who is it?
No.
No, because he does interviews all the time. We were at the White House. Come on now. I don't know.
Eminem.
Oh, for real?
That's See? Good.
You're right. Yeah. He never, you're right.
Yeah.
He'll so you guys, you're going to have something coming up with him?
I want to work on that. I want to work on getting Eminem.
That's going to be, levels. Yeah, that's it.
What do you think would be the first thing you would ask Eminem?
I don't know, because I'm a fan so much. I feel like I feel like he got sense of humor too through his music.
Yeah,
like,
he always
had a personality. So,
and lately he's been letting that personality out more, kind of like Nicki, like he's getting on IG and acting silly. But
I asked him about his mom's spaghetti. Like, that'd be good.
You don't think you'll get some blowback? Because a lot of people say that he's only, you know, giving credit for his hip hop and his accomplishments because he's white. You don't think you'll get a blowback?
I don't look into all that. I didn't even know that until you said it. So I stay away from it.
Now you're like, damn, Dana, now I gotta know that. You're bringing up the negative.
But no, I just look at people as people, and I feel like some people, it's not nobody in the world that they're gonna say something about where it's that bad. Nobody's perfect, you know? So. And sometimes they just put stuff on you and you can't defend every rumor. So some of the rumors don't need to be defended.
Also, as somebody who really appreciates good music, when I listen to him, you can't deny the artistry and the brilliance
in
his lyrical capability. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's just my take.
I got a question for you, because, I mean, I noticed the first time I noticed you was when you did the Boosie interview.
Right.
But then I saw... But then everything changed. I feel like your brand got humongous when Bobby Altuff kind of popped off. And I felt like... Did you feel like she kind of stole your flow?
So, with Bobby, I feel like... Bobby is a good person. Let's say that first off.
Like,
she's a good soul.
Lovely. Yeah, she's a good soul.
So when I seen it when she reached out to me, I seen the potential of us doing something great. So with me doing it, I feel like she's her, but I feel like where she at now, in my opinion, I feel like she changed the narrative of her show after me and her did our thing. Because as when we sit down, I feel like she wanted to learn about me, but she's like trolling, like, oh, dang, like, who are you? And then now she sit down with people, is like, I know you, but I don't care. That's just my opinion.
You could go back. It's not your opinion. You can go back, because I didn't know who she was. I'm not going to lie. So, till she did the Drake thing. And I went back, and when you see what she did in the beginning versus today, it did change.
Yeah, and it was just more with the Offset interview when I watched it. And yes. I'm like, dang, she wouldn't like that with me, you know? So that's what was like, oh, yeah, I'm ready for this interview. Like, but with us, it was sitting down, like, I'm learning your culture, you're learning mine. Like, who are you? Who am I? So I felt that where it was like, she, like, know how to troll it. Like, you know, even though if she knew who I was, she just act like she didn't. Yeah. I like that
But
energy.
That didn't happen when you guys sat down and did your thing.
What part?
She didn't act like that to you.
No.
Changed
she
changed after.
Yeah. Yeah, but she didn't know me because a fan had paid. No, she said if he answered my DM, then the fan would get paid. So I seen that too. I'm like, dang, I always want people to win. So
you're like, I'll get this guy some money.
Yeah. So and I did that. I was like, let me get him some money too. So yeah.
So you're obviously the internet. You're doing incredible things as an entertainer. What's the difference in looking at the camera and standing up and talking to a very intimate room? Stand-up comedy is very different.
Yeah, because you can do another take
on
the internet.
I can get on camera and talk here on the mic to a million people, but when I'm in a room with 50, it's very different. You know what I mean? Like, you are on, like, come on.
It's
entertain
different.
Me.
I feel like you give them a side of you, take away from, like, on the internet, it's Funny Marco, and then when I'm doing comedy, it's Marco Summers. So you give them the different.
So it's two different things.
Okay. Right. I just feel like, you know, and it's just like from Kevin Hart in the movie versus Kevin Hart on stand-up. You know, so the entertainer. And then I still, even with my stand-up, I want to be entertained. And when you see the show, I want to get people involved and get them speaks. So, like, get to talk. Because it's like, we know you. So just imagine if we can go watch, you know, Jim Carrey do stand-up. But we can ask them, how did you feel about this? And that movie, and he get to talk back to you and also say his funny thoughts.
So you're talking back and forth.
Yeah. I let people, say what they want to say.
How you
roast them or you just let them
I don't roast. I have fun. If it's a funny moment, like, I got
let's
it.
Let's go
but
with it. Yeah,
like, okay, this is good. And everybody... My thing is, when I say something, everybody will love it, even the person I'm talking about. So I don't want to make somebody feel like they're in the room getting bullied, you know? So that's one thing I make sure. Like,
I like that. It seems very positive.
Yeah, I like the re-energy.
I like that,
It's energy reading. You know who wants to be
my
like...
My feelings hurt real bad at some of these comedy shows.
Yeah. Just don't sit in the front, y'all.
I know. That's the toughest. It could be the funnest spot, too. It could be the funnest spot. All right, give me a top five artists in your playlist right now.
That's a hard question. It be switching. I got, I love Blass. I feel like you can't get away from him. You got Blass. I got to keep in touch with Nipsey Hussle.
Okay.
Like,
you
always keep that
too
motivation.
Solid, right to start.
You know what's crazy? Ever since,
what?
Everything been going on with, Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. I've been listening I became a Swiftie a little bit, you know? So I'll be tapping
Taylor
in.
I've listened to more Taylor Swift since she started going to football games. I'm not really familiar with her catalog, but I see the appeal.
I didn't know that was her song back in that was a big song when she was talking about, remember when she was flirting with the boyfriend through the window in the video? You know what song I was talking about? It was Writing Letters. Everybody had to see that video.
I seen Shake It Off.
Yeah.
She's
Mariah
got
Carey.
So many.
Shake It Off?
No, Shake It Off. That's two. There's two Shake It Offs.
Okay.
One T-Swift. Yeah, there's two Shake It Offs. Taylor Swift is big. When she did the collab with Kendrick, she got the co-sign.
Yeah, that was dope.
And two more. You got two more.
Yeah. Who we got? Who else we got in there? J. Cole.
Oh, of course.
Obviously, yeah.
What do you think about him getting Best Rapper of the Year from Complex?
I feel like he...
I think he deserves it, me personally.
He really know how to rap.
I've been such a fan of his for so long.
Yeah, because if he can drop an album with no beat...
Easy.
And everybody listens to it.
And still make you cry at the end.
He's teaching you something. I know. I got to sit down with him when he was on tour opening up for Drake. Mm-hmm. I was like, I am going to do this interview. And he had his... Fiancé at the time.
Yeah.
Man, and he was so... He's such a real one that now he doesn't have to do the kind of things. He took us backstage recently and I don't even drink. I drank Hennessy with him. I was like, oh, it's J. Cole,
Yeah.
But he's a real one. You got one more.
Rod Wave.
Ooh. Okay, Rod Wave.
Yeah.
It's like country soul.
Yeah. I love Nicki's new album too.
Oh my God.
Nicki's new. I feel like Nicki's back on top where she belongs.
A lot of people a lot of people listened, like, and it was good feedback through the whole album. It was
it's so good.
Yeah, it was so, like, she, that's why when she said on, she said, this is my favorite album, I got to be in tune. I was like, I can't understand, like, what she means.
I love it. When we talked, she said she held back when she was pregnant from doing something because she felt different having a baby in her body.
Yeah.
Now we're the club up, you know what I'm saying? Like, baby, let's go. Funny Marco, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
I appreciate y'all.
All right. Break the leg tonight, man.
That's funny.